Impact Audio presents I Am a Woman by Jennifer Strickland, read for you by Pamela Klein. For Olivia, the fruit of the olive tree, bright, illuminating oil. For Zachary, the one who remembers the commands of God and lives them out. For Samuel, he who hears God and is heard by him. Thank you for believing in me. You are our legacy. Wisdom calls out in the street. She raises her voice in the public squares. At the crossroads, she takes her stand. Proverbs 1, verse 20, and chapter 8, verse 2. Introduction. The other day, I watched a video where Turning Point USA co-founder Charlie Kirk interviewed students on a college campus and asked them a simple question. What is a woman? One of the girls tossed her trash on the table and said, "That's a stupid question. That's a dumb question." More girls chanted, "Someone who identifies as a woman." Charlie challenged them not to use the word woman in the definition. "That's a trick question," they cried. "How about you talk to someone in media training?" "I don't need media training," Charlie said, laughing. "The college kids of America, going hundreds of thousands of dollars into debt, think it's a trick question." The rest of us knew what a woman was the moment we were born. We have indoctrinated a generation with gender-inclusive language that annihilates the beauty of gender. These students grew up with mantras about owning a body they cannot even define. The culture is lambasting them with a fire hose of muddy water that laces womanhood with toxicity. Whether it is the billions of pornographic images, the transgender stars dancing on TikTok, the new language of nonsensical terms for sex and gender, or the legislation that allows men in female spaces, young people are overrun with lies about what it means to be a woman. When a culture dismantles womanhood, it tears apart the fabric that holds us together. It is high time that we take back our name. When dictionaries change. I am a dictionary nerd, a word girl. I still have my tattered red Webster's dictionary that I studied as a hobby in high school and college. Yep, it's true. I am that nerdy. But this is one thing I understand. Language that has concrete meaning is the basis for human society, and dictionaries reflect the culture in which they were written. Check out the definition for man and woman in the 1828 American Dictionary of the English Language. Man. Noun. Plural. Men. Hebrew. Species. Kind. Image. Similitude. 1. Mankind. The human race. The whole species of human beings. And God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion." Genesis 1, verse 26. It is written, "Man shall not live by bread alone." Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. 2. A male individual of the human race, of adult growth or years. The full definition has 7 Bible verses in it. Let's look at woman. Woman. Noun, plural, women. A compound of womb and man. 1. The female of the human race, grown to adult years. And the rib, which the Lord God had taken from the man, made he a woman. Genesis 2, verse 22. Over time, the word womb and all the biblical references disappeared, but the definitions remained the same. In the foggy years of the COVID-19 pandemic, however, the Cambridge Dictionary slyly altered the definitions of man and woman to cave to woke ideologues. We now read, man, noun. 1. An adult male human being. 2. An adult who lives and identifies as male, though they may have been said to have a different sex at birth. Mark is a trans man. That is, a man who was said to be female when they were born. Their doctor encouraged them to live as a man for a while before undergoing surgical transition. Woman. Noun.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?